Today's shir is Daf Yud, and we will begin three lines from the wide lines. The Gemara is in the middle of a sugya about a lechi hanira b'bechutz v'shava b'mefnim. A lechi which is noticeable to the people standing outside of the mavi, but not noticeable to the people is inside the mavi. Is it considered a valid lechi or not? So the Gemara had said that Rav Huna's son, Rabbi Rav Huna, had reported that it was a valid lechi. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef said, "Vashmele hashmaitza." I never heard this rule from Rav Huna. So the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is like this: Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Huna, and if Rav Huna had actually paskened that such a lechi was a valid lechi, Reb Yosef would accept that psak. However, Reb Yosef would not defer to Rabbi Rav Huna. He considered himself an equal to Rabbi Rav Huna, as he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Pumbedisa. And he said, "I never heard Rav Huna say this halacha. This was only said by his son Rabbi Rav Huna, and therefore I don't agree to it." So Abaye told him, "At Amritin Lan." As we find him many times in Shas, Rav Yosef got sick, and he forgot much of his learning. And his Talmidim, we find many times, attempt to remind him of his learning. So he said to him, in trying to remind him, that you patskin that such a lechi is a valid lechi, v'ha Amritin Lan, regarding the following Shaila. Damar Rami Bar Avua Amar Rav Hu, Amar Rami Bar Abba Amar Rav Huna. Lechi hamoshech imdafnei shel mavi. If a lechi extends in line with the side wall of the mavi. So Rashi explains the Gemara as in picture 73 on page 25 that you have a mavi, three walls, and then the fourth wall, then you build a lechi to extend on one of the walls. That lechi is obvious to the people walking outdoors, but the people inside the mavi would not be able to notice that it's a lechi, which is our shaila. The Rashba and the Ritva take very strong exception with that pshat, because they say, as we're going to learn in the Gemara now, there's a discussion if you could carry in the area facing the lechi. Say the Rashba and the Ritva, if that's the situation, then how could there be a havmina that you should be able to carry next to that area? That area next to the lechi doesn't have three walls. It only has two walls, the extended right wall and the back wall. No one ever said that two walls is enough. Therefore, they learn pshat that you'll have the left wall, you'll have the back wall, and the right wall doesn't extend as far as the left wall. It extends to most of that area, and then you'll put the lechi on that area. So now the area facing the lechi is covered by three walls, because it'll end in the same place as the wall opposite it, but it doesn't appear like a lechi to the people indoors. It is narrower than the wall, so it is a lechi, but it only appears that way. It only appears as a lechi to the people walking outdoors, not to the people walking indoors. So lechi hamoshech imdafne shamavi. If the lechi extends along the side of the mavi, as long as the other side, we're learning like the Rashba and the Ritva, pachs medal ramis. If the area that the lechi extends is less than dal ramis, nidin mishum lechi, it could be considered a lechi. U mishtam mishum chude pnimi, and you can carry in the mavi until the lechi's inner edge. Dalramas, but if the lechi is 4 amas long or longer, nidin mishum mavi, it's just considered to be an extension of the mavi wall rather than a lechi. For us, l'shtash b'kulay, and now we can't carry anywhere in this mavi because this mavi does not have a lechi. That amrit lan Allah. So when we learned this Gemara, when we learned this halachas, Rabbi reminds of Yosef, you made the following comment. Shmami not tlas. From this halacha, we can learn three halachas which are issues that we've been discussing about. Shmamina, from here we could see that Bein L'chaim Osir, that it's Osir to carry in the area next to the Lechi, because here we're saying that you only could carry until the inner edge of the Lechi, not all the way the length of the Lechi. So we see that you could carry only till the inner edge. So the Rishonim asks, Tosfos asks the question that the halacha is that when is this halacha relevant, if you could carry next to the Lechi or not to the Lechi, is only if the Lechi was not specifically made as a Lechi. But if a Lechi was made specifically as a Lechi, then all the limitations don't apply. So why over here do we have these limitations and say that if you can't carry next to the Lechi? So Rishonim answer that this halacha, that if the Lechi was made specifically, it has different halachas, is only when the Lechi is put to the width of the opening of the Mavi, not when it's put to the length of the opening of the Mavi. Vishmamina, the next halacha we learn, is Meshech Mavi Ba'arba. What is the length, what is the minimum depth of a Mavi? 4 amos. Well, how do we see that? Because since we see that when is the Lechi kosher? Only when it's less than 4 amos. What's the difference if it's 4 amos or not? The answer is because when it's 4 amos, it's already a new independent Mavi. So if it's 4 amos and it's a new independent Mavi, it can't be considered a Lechi. But if it's not a new independent Mavi because it's less than Dalet Amos, then it is considered a Lechi. So the Rishonim ask, who is saying this Gemara? The one that's saying this Gemara is Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was the Amora who we learned earlier in the Masechta said that a minimum Mavui is not Dalet Amos, it's Dalet Tfachim. Yet here we see Rabbi Yosef saying that a Mavui is Dalet Amos. So the Rishonim say two Terutzim. One Terutz they say is that Rabbi Yosef was reporting it in the name of Huna. He personally didn't agree because he personally holds that a Mavui is already Dalet Tfachim. Or the Rishonim give a different Terutz. When does Rabbi Yosef say that the halacha is that a Mavi is considered a Mavi when it's Dal Tfachim? That's the creator Mavi. Says Rabbi Yosef, I have Dal Tfachim, I already have a Mavi. Here we want to say that a Lechi is not going to be a Kashra Lechi. To say that, we're more Mekel, and unless we have Dalet Amos, we will still consider it a Kashra Mavi. But Shmamina, what's most relevant to our sugi is Nirba B'chutz, Shabbat B'fnim, a Lechi which is visible only outdoors, not indoors, not to the people inside the Mavi, still Nidim Shem Lechi is considered a Lechi. For Hilchasa, and the Gemara concludes, the Halacha is, Nir V'chutz V'shavim V'fnim, if a Lechi is only visible outdoors and not indoors, Nidim Shem Lechi is considered a Kasher Lechi. Ask the Gemara, Tuyufta V'Hilchasa, in the previous Gemara, we learned from a Mishnah, as explained by a Braisa, that such a Lechi is not a valid Lechi. And now we're paskening that it is a valid Lechi. Answer the Gemara in. Yes, we can do that. But Shem the Tani Reb Chiya Kavosei, since Reb Chiya taught us a Braisa, that such a Lechi is a valid Lechi, that is a substantial enough reason to be able to pasken that it's a Kasher Lechi. We go back to the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Masechta. The Mishnah says, V'arochem Esi Yemat, that if the opening of the Mavi is wider than 10 Amos, he has to decrease the width. Amr Abaya, so Abaya learns a Braisa. Tana, the Braisa Taka says, V'arochem Esi Yemat, that if entranceway is wider than 10 Amos, it has to be decreased. Rabbi Yehuda Me'enet Tzarech L'mat, you don't have to decrease the width. Vat Kama, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that even if it's wider than 10 Amos, it's still alright. How much? Sover of Achikamed Rav Yosef Lameima, Achlosh Eser Am Vishlish. It could be up to 13 Amos and a third wide. How will we learn it? From Kavachayme Pasabaros. We're going to learn it from Pasabaros. We're going to learn later in the Masechta that when the Jews went up to the Oil Regal, they needed to be able to draw water from the pit, which was Rosh Hashayachid, to the area around it, which was Rosh Hashayachid. So Chazal made a special leniency. They made something called Pasabaros, which is picture 74. They said, if you have four L-shaped partitions around the area, each partition being an amma, then that is considered a Rishus HaYochid, the entire enclosed area, and you could draw water from the pit to the area around it, and it will not be considered you went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Continues the Gemara over there explaining how much space are you allowed to have between the partitions. The halacha is you're allowed to have 13 and a third amma space between the partitions. Says the Gemara, So Gemara says, we know here you could have a space of 13 and a third because I learned from Pasuk Baros. Or Ma Pasuk Baros. If I pass Baros, Shit Ben Paras Merbeloimet. We have a very big kula. There's more open area than closed area by the Pasuk Baros. Yet it's considered enclosed. Lo Yitat Ben Yoisim Shloish Asra Am Vishlish. We still don't allow openings more than 13 and a third. Amo Mavui. Nobody allows an opening of more than 13 and a third amas by a mavli. Nobody allows parts merubah al oimid by a mavli. Even Rabbi Yehuda, so certainly he won't allow more than 13 and a third amma opening. It says the Gemara here in the sentence. This line of reasoning could tell you just the opposite. Pass the bras. Since by Pasuk Baros, Shittat Ben Paras Merubah La'Amid, since we already have one Kula, by Pasuk Baros, that we're allowed to have so much more open area than closed area, that's why, like Tat Ben Yoisim Mishloish Sam Vishlish, we don't allow you to have more than 13 and a third opening. However, Mavish Loyitat Ben Paras Merubah La'Amid, by Meravoy, that we are not going to allow you to have more open area than closed area, perhaps, Tat Ben Yoisim Yudgen Lams Vishlish, perhaps we will allow your breaks, the 13 and a third amas, or you could say it the other way. Pass the barais, the kata by kat kula. By pass the barais, we already find the kula that we allowed more parutz merubah oimid. So we see that for every reason, Chazal were makel by pasuk barais. So we could say they were also makel in allowing you to have 13 and a third amas. Mavui, where we don't find the kula that you're allowed to have parts merubah la'imit, perhaps klal loy, you can't be make or 13 and a third. So the Gemara doesn't resolve it. So the Rajab explains, of course the Gemara is not trying to say that since we can't learn from Pasuk Baros according to the side, so therefore by a mavui you should only have 10 amas opening. Because Rabbi Yehuda, that can't be, explains the Rajba. Because the Rajba says, Rabbi Yehuda clearly in the Brice that we began this piece of Gemara says that you can have an opening larger than 10 amas. The point of the Gemara is that the Gemara attempted to use Pasuk Baros as a source, what the halacha should be, by a Mavi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, Pasuk Baros and Mavi are apples and oranges, and they can't be compared. And I can't use that as a source. And the Gemara doesn't know what the source is. The Sfas Emes asks, the discussion of the Gemara here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to have an opening more than 10 Amos, is it on all four sides, or is it only on the entranceway? When Rabbi Yehuda says that he allows a larger breach, is it because he holds a larger breach is still considered a door, or only he'll agree that a door is only 10 Amos? But he's going to say that on the fourth entrance, on the entranceway, since it's a Rishus HaYochid, because that's three good walls, we can even have a larger than 10 amma opening. And the Sfasema says, and really it's a Rajba, that of course Rabbi Yehuda will agree that in the other three walls, besides the entranceway, you can't have openings more than 10 ammas. The entire discussion is on the fourth wall, the main entranceway, where the Chum say you could only have an opening of 10 ammas, and Rabbi Yehuda says it could be larger. Tana, Levi. So Levi taught a brisa. Mavi shirachem esim amma. You have a mavi that's wider than 20 amas. And as we learned, the Chacham say you can't have an opening more than 10 amas. So the Eitzah is not karen abem tziyasoi. Put a pole in the middle. Vidayoi. Picture 75, and that pole will divide the opening. Who Tani La? He was the one that learned this brisa, Fuhuamala, and then he immediately commented the Ein Halacha Kais Mishnah, that that's not the Halacha. Ikadamri, others say, Om Shmuel Mishmei the Levi. There was Shmuel that said in the name of Levi, Ein Halacha Kais Mishnah. The Halacha is not like that Mishnah. Why? So Rashi says, since you only have a pole, so we say Osavir the high gisa, Vasavir the high gisa, since there's so much empty space on both sides of the pole, so the empty space on the two sides of the pole, Umavatale, make it non-existent halachically, and you're back to where you started with an opening of more than 10 amos. Ask the Gemara Elahecha, but what should you do? So like the Ritva points out, there's always the Eitzah of making Tzuras HaPesach, which will certainly work. The Gemara's question is, are there other options besides making a Tzuras HaPesach? Am Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. So Shmuel said the name of Levi. Ois HaPas Gevoya Asara. You make a board that is 10 Tfachim high, B'meshach Abba Amis, with the length of 4 Amis, U'mamidoy L'arka Shel Mavi. And that put to the length of the Mavi, which is picture 76. You have a wall, you constructed a wall. So the first question that you have when you learn this is, why don't, again, we say the same problem of Asa Avir the High Gisa, Vasa Avir the High Gisa Umavatale, that the two sides should, you have more open area on the two sides of the wall, and just like by the pole in the previous picture, previous Gemara, we said it, we should say it here too. So Rishonim answer that what this wall accomplishes, this new wall accomplishes, is not that I made a divider. It's what it accomplishes is it makes it into two separate mavis. When do I say Osa Avir the High Gisa and Avir the High Gisa Mavatale? That's when I still want to have one mavi. So if I want to have one mavi, then I have a problem. But here I have two separate mavis. So the area on the other side is irrelevant because it's not part of my mavi. And that's why the halacha would be, as the picture so indicates, I would have to make a separate lechi or kaira for each side, because now I have two mavis. And the Rajma points out even more than that. Not only do I have to make a separate lechi or kaira for each side, I have to have mavis and chetzeris opening to each side separately, because as we learned earlier in the Masechta, for a mavi to be considered a kasher mavi, that it should have the halachas of a mavi, it has to have batim v'chatzeris opening. So if now I say that I have two mavis, each mavi has to have the independent halachic requirements a mavi must have. But now there's another question. Tosfos asks, why shouldn't this be considered a mavi okum? Because I have a mavi with two openings to Rishus Rabbim. What was the case of a mavi okum? It was a mavi that was an L shape, with the two opening, if they were both open, so the halacha was, it's considered a mavi mefulis to Rishus HaRabim, since both sides open up to Rishus HaRabim. Here too, if I'm saying I have two mavis, if I could walk behind the wall and get to Rishus HaRabim from two separate entrances, it should be considered a mavi okum. So Tosfos quotes the Ritzva and says the reason it's not a mavi okum is because a mavi okum is only when the two openings open up to two different Rishus Rabbims. Here, the two openings open up to the exact same front area. So since they open up to the exact same front area, it's not considered a Mavi Okum. That's Tosfos's Pshat. The Rashba says, a Chiddush, that a Mavi Okum is only in an L-shaped. Here, the Mavi Okum would be in a Ches shape, and a Ches shape is not considered a Mavi Okum. Dritva says, this is not a Mavi Okum, because it's only one Mavi. He says that the wall doesn't serve to create two separate mavis. It's still considered one mavi. But now, according to Ritva, we have our old kasha. If it's still considered one mavi, so then why don't I say that Osavir the high gis and Osavir the high gis of Mavatale? So the Rishonim explained in the Ritva that Ritva says that whenever I have a choshva thing, here I'm building a wall. So since it's a choshva partition, on a choshev partition, there's never an issue of osavir the high gisa of osavir the high gisa mevatalei. However, Tosfos does hold that there's an issue of mavi okum here, and that's why Tosfos says that this new wall that I'm building in the middle should be built up till within 10 amis of the back wall. Because as the Mefarshim explained Tosfos is going to pass in like Shmuel that a mavi okum is not considered a mavi mefulish. But Shmuel only said his halacha when there's less than a 10 amma bend, But if there's a 10 Amma Ben, even Shmuel agrees it's considered Mavim or foolish. And that's why Taisus says that has to be less than 10 Amis to the back. In the Shulchan Aruch says that the new wall should go all the way to the back. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch is passing that's considered a Mavi Akum. And not like Shmuel. Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rav that a Mavi Akum is always considered a Mavi Mefulish. So the way to create this into being two separate Mavis without any issues is build this new wall all the way. The Ramah says that you have up to 10, you can leave up to 10 Amos. Obviously, what's Pshat in the Ramah? The Ramah is saying like this. Although normally the Ramah will agree that even if there's less than a 10 amma opening, it's still considered a mavi akum. But here, where there's an issue, is it b'chla considered a mavi akum? Because we have the Rajba's reasoning that it's a ches shape. We have the Ritzba's reasoning that it's opening up to the same Rishus Rabbim. And according to Shmuel, if it's less than 10 ammas, it's also not considered a mavi akum. Combining all of those haterim, that's why the Ramah is makel. But most Paiskim actually pass like the Shulchan Aruch and say that this new wall should go almost all the way to the back. Otherwise, you may have an issue with a Mavi Akum. Inami, the Gemara gives another option what to do with this wall that seems to, with this entranceway that's wider than 10. Do what Rabbi Yehuda said. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Mavi Shirochav Chamesh Yisri Amma. If a Mavi is 15 Amas wide, Machik Shtei Amas, leave a space of 2 Amas, voice the pass shlosh amis, and then make a wall of 3 amis. So now you will have halachically 5 amis closed up, and you're left with 10 amis. Now Taisus points out that you're still going to have to make a separate lechi, because this 3 amma wall that you built cannot be considered a lechi. Because Taisa says that Rava taught us that a lechi must be placed within 3 tefachim of the wall of the Mavi, and therefore this 3 amma board cannot function as a lechi because it's more than 3 tefachim from the Mavi wall. Therefore, you'll have to put up another lechi, or you can put up a kaira, and the Mavi's entrance to serve as a lechi. Now there's a shaila in the achroinim. This new lechi, where do I put it? Certainly, if I put it on picture 77 on the right wall, it's certainly a kosher lechi. There is a question in the achroinim: if I put the new lechi on the 3 amma wall, even though that 3 amma wall itself can't serve as a lechi, but if I put the lechi attached to it, will that be acceptable? It's interesting that Rabbeinu Yonason, as we will learn later in the Masechta, says that Rava requires that a lechi be placed within 3 tefachim of the Mavi only if it's a narrow lechi. However, if the lechi is wider than the space between it and the wall, the space is considered sealed, and the lechi is valid because it is viewed as if it is flush against the wall of the Mavi. So the Chroinim ask, what would Rabbeinu Yonason hold in our Gemara? Since we have a 3 amma partition being built here, will Rabbeinu Yonason agree that here too you don't have to bring another lechi, and this 3 ammas will be considered a lechi? So Rabbi Kivaga says that Rabbeinu Yonason will agree that it can't be considered a mavi. Why? A lechi. Because he says, since this board is serving the function of narrowing the 15 amma entrance, so it's serving as a wall, so it cannot simultaneously function as a wall and as a lechi. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yonason will agree that it's not considered a mavi. It's not considered a lechi, and he too will agree that in such a case, you have to bring another lechi. Continues the Gemara. But before we begin the Gemara, we have to familiarize ourselves with a concept that we spoke about a little on Aleph, and we're going to speak about a lot more. And that's the concept of Oymed Meruba Ala Paritz. The halach is that a wall with gaps is considered closed if the wall portion exceeds the gaps. And of course, no single gap, as we're learning now, was allowed to be more than 10 amos wide. Now the Gemara wants to understand why Rabbi Yehuda did not suggest a number of other possible alternatives to the Eitzah that he gave. And perhaps because he didn't give that those suggestions, the Gemara wants to say, we'll have a proof regarding halachas of Oymed Merubah al Aparts. V'mai, ask the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yehuda give the following suggestion? Yasa pas ama machza. Why not make a board that is an arm and a half wide next to the Mavi's wall? Then v'yachik shtei amas. Then leave two amas open. V'yasa pas ama machza. And then make another board of an arm and a half. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that not that there would necessarily be anything better halachically with this Eitzah versus the Eitzah that Rabbi Yehuda gave earlier. Just people, Rashi says, would prefer this Eitzah, which is picture 80, because it leaves you more open area. You don't have an area that's so closed. In picture 77, you had an area that was 3 amas closed. Here you only have 1.5 amma closed areas. Taisha says, it's not just for aesthetic reasons this is a better Eitzah. Halachically, Taisha says, this is a better Eitzah. Why? Because this looks more like an entranceway. And our entire goal here is to create entranceways. So why don't we take this approach? Shmamina. Because Rabbi Yehuda didn't give this approach, can we learn that Oymed Merubah al Aparts Mishtayim Ruchos, that if the walled portion exceeds the gap, only when we combine the walled portions from both sides, that's not considered Oymed? Because let's look at our picture. The gap is 2 amas, so it's larger than each 1.5 amma. How do I have Oymed Merubah al Aparts? Only because I combine the 2 1.5 boards. Should we say that since we could only accomplish Oymed Merubah al Aparts by combining the two sides, that won't be considered Oymed Merubah al Aparts? Says the Gemara, no. That even if I only accomplish it by combining the two sides, that's still considered Oymed Merubah al Aparts. Shani Hacha. So what is the problem here? Because the open spaces on the sides of the board are larger than the board. Because let's look at the board, the freestanding board. On one side, there's 2 amas. On the other side, there's 10 amas of open space. And as we said before, the problem will be Asavir the high gisa mevatale. But it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with halacha of Oymed Merubah al Aparts. Ask the Gemara. Okay, so I have a different approach. Picture 81. V'yasa pas amma. Why don't we make a board of an amma? V'yachik amma. Then leave a space of an amma. Then v'yasa pas amma. Then make another board of an amma. V'yachik amma. And leave a space of an amma. V'yasa pas amma. V'yachik amma. So you'll have the same thing. And again, what you accomplish with this, according to Tosfos, is this looks more like an entranceway. Shmamina, should we see from this that Oymed Kaparutz is Asur, that when the gap is equal to the wall portion, it's Asur? Because what we see here is that since they're equal, they're still not kosher. So we should have a proof that Oymed Kaparutz is Asur. Says the Gemara, L'Oylam Emelach Mutter. I will tell you that in general, Oymed Kaparutz, even if it's just equal, it's still mutter. V'shani hacha. What's the problem here? Dasavir the high gisa, because the open side of the last board, on one side we have an amma, on the other side we have 10 ammas. So we never have an area where the board is larger than the two sides that are around it, and that's why it's possible. Dasavir the high gisa, v'high gisa mevatalei. And that's why it's possible. Ask the Gemara, I have a different Eitzah. V'yachik amma, why don't we make, and this is picture 82, why don't we make a space of an amma? V'yasapas amo machza. Then make a board of an amo machza. V'yachik amo. Then make a space of an amo. V'yasapas amo machza. So all the issues will be resolved, because the greater part of the wall is walled, and you don't have any osavir the high geese of osa high geese of mevatalei. Answered the Gemara, Enechanami, it should work. However, the kula highlight to chura bonon, Chazal did not make us do that, and that's why, even though halachically it's acceptable, Chazal did not want us to have to start constructing boards and spaces and measuring, and that's why they said do what's easier, which is picture 77. So we go back to picture 77, and what we have here is a space of 2 amos on a board of 3 amos, and I'm left only with opening of 10 amos. Ask the Gemara, V'leichish, why shouldn't I be concerned? Dilma shavik pischa rabba v'ayel pischa zuta, that the person, instead of using the large entranceway, now will start using the small entranceway that is formed by the 2 amos gap in the 5 amos partition, which will make the lechi kaira that adjusts the main entrance invalid, because as we learned, and we will speak about it in a minute, the only time a lechi kaira works if it works on the main entrance which is being used. But if this is not the entrance that's going to be used, because I have now another entrance, it shouldn't work. Omer of Adba Masna Chazaka, we know that ein adam menich pesach gadol, a person doesn't leave the main nice big 10 amma entranceway and walks through the narrow 2 amma pesach. Ask the Gemara, Omaishna Midr Rav Ami Rav Asi, why is this different from the Gemara we learned from Ami Rav Asi? We learned Rav Ami Rav Asi taught us on Daf Heyom and Aleph, and we'll review the picture. It's picture 18 on page 6, that if you have a breach as narrow as 3 tefachim on the side, that invalidates the front entranceway. And the way Rashi explained the Gemara when we learned on Daf Heyom and Aleph, because now people are going to use that entranceway instead of the main entranceway. So we see that even though here we only have a 3 tefach entranceway, people will use that rather than a nice big 10 amma entranceway. So here too we should say that we should be concerned that people are going to use the 2 amma gap instead of the big 10 amma gap. Answers the Gemara, you can't compare the two cases. Hasam karamat behilucha. In the case of Amir of Asi, since that other entrance is on a different side, people coming from that direction may find it more convenient to enter the Mavui from that way. However, in our Gemara, since both entranceways are on the same side, there's nothing to be gained by going through the narrow one when you could just as easily go through the wide one. Hacha l'kaimat belucha, so everybody's going to use the wide one, says the Shulchan Aruch. And well, in quotes the Rosh, what's going to be the halacha if we see that people are using the 2 amma entranceway? The Gemara says people normally won't do it. But what's going to be the halacha if people actually do it? So the Shulchan Aruch says, then you have an issue, and you have to correct it. And the Shulchan Aruch says that what you should do is, you should make a Tzuras HaPesach around the narrow entranceway. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, what are we accomplishing by making a Tzuras HaPesach around the narrow entranceway? We still have a problem that the wide entranceway only has a Lechi HaKaira, and if that's not the only entranceway that's being used, so we haven't accomplished anything. So that's why Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he says he found a Girsa like this, says that what the Shulchan Aruch meant is, don't make the Tzuras HaPesach around the narrow entranceway, make the Tzuras HaPesach around the wide entranceway, and we know a Tzuras HaPesach always works. However, there are other Paiskim that say that even making a Tzuras HaPesach around the narrow entranceway will be adequate. Why? Because once I make a Tzuras HaPesach around the narrow entranceway, I'm showing that this is an opening with many entranceways. In other words, the Mefarshim explain, why is there a problem with more than one entranceway? Because a Lechi HaKaira only works on an entranceway. It doesn't work on anything else that's not considered a Pesach, an entranceway. But if I have one area with a Tzuras HaPesach, immaterial if it's the smaller one or the bigger one, I'm showing that this is a mavui, this is an area where many entranceways, and therefore, even if the Tzuras of Pesach is even only on the narrow one, it will be adequate, and the other wider area will be fine with a lechi kaira. Continues the Gemara. Tanan Hasan, we learned in the Mishnah, in Masech the Kalim, Ora Asla v'chalal shalai, the leather straps of a stool and its opening mitzdarf from the tefach can combine for the tefach, which is the minimal covering for tumas oil, which is picture 83. Here we have this chair. It has a hole in the middle and two sides. And the issue is if this piece of kazayis of a mace under this stool, will there be a tumas oil? So Tosfos points out, before we get into the Gemara, that certainly if the kazayis of the mace is only under the hole and it's not at all under the areas that are covered, we wouldn't have a tumas oil. The issue is, in our Gemara, the Rishonim point out, where you have it partially under the hole and partially under the straps, is that considered a tumas oil? Because the minimum for an oil to be considered an oil is a tefach. The same shaila would be regarding Hilchos Sukkah, where halacha is that certain gaps in the schach don't disqualify the schach, but certainly you can't eat only under the gap, you have to eat under some schach also. So ask the Gemara, my Ora Asla, what is the issue of Ora Asla? Am Rabbi Bachana, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ora Kisei Shebesa Kisei, it's the leather covering of a bathroom seat. Bekama, so what are the dimensions? Kios Ravdimi Oma, Etzbai Mikan, you have an area of leather of two etzpas, Betzbai Mikan, on one side of the hole, another area of leather of two etzpas on the other side of the hole, Vetzbaim Revach Emtza, and two empty, and the space that's empty is also two etzpas. Kios Ravin Omer, when Ravin came, they said, Etzpa Me'etz Mikan, no, the dimensions are 1.5 etzpa of leather on one side, Vetzpa Me'etz Mikan, another etzpa and a half on the other side, Vetzpa Revach Emtza, an empty space of an etzpa in the middle. Amalei Bayel Rav Dimi Miplixu. So Bayel asked Rav Dimi, are you, Rav Dimi and Rava, arguing in anything significant? Amalei Loi. So Rav Dimi said there is really no significant machlaikus. Haba Rafsa, haba Sutrasa. The machlaikus is, Vulai Pligin. The machlaikus is, what, which finger are we using? That means, Rav Dimi said, I was using one of the regular fingers. A regular finger, six regular fingers equal a tefach. So I have 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 6. On the other hand, he said, Ravin was using the thumb. There are only 4 thumb widths in a tefach. So that's why he only could add up to 4, and that's how he got up to 1.5 to 1.5 plus 1 equal 4. Amalei, Lai Plix, Abaye said to Rav Dimi, maybe you are arguing in something which is regarding Halach Lamaisa. And what's the arguing? Of Oymed Meruba ala Paris Mishtei Ruchas Plikse. What you're arguing is regarding what is the law when the wall portion exceeds the gap only when combining the wall portion from both sides. That means each wall portion alone here, if we have the 2-2-2 formula, is only equal to the gap, not greater. How do I have the wall portion greater than the gap? Because I have to combine the two sides. Lididach, according to Rav Dimi, who said that you have the 2-2-2 formula, it's considered wall even if I'm Mishtei Ruchas, if I have to rely on the space from both, if I have to rely on the covered area from both sides. However, Leravin, he won't be satisfied with that. He says that if I have to rely on the two sides, that's not going to be considered Oymed Meruba ala Paritz. It's going to be considered only walled when each side is larger than the whole. Mishtei Ruchais, if you need to rely on both sides, lo yava Oymed. They don't, it's not going to be considered covered. Deal closed. Disakadat of Leiplix, and Abaya continues. Because if you're going to say that you and Ravin are really not arguing anything about anything substantive, L'Ravin Hachi Bailameima, what Ravin should have said, as Etzba V'Shlish Mekan, A finger and a third strap one side, and a finger of strap on the other side, and a finger and a strap in between, and a finger and a third in between. So you would still have the four fingers, but you would have it equal. Why did Ravin go out of the way to say 1.5 plus 1.5 plus 1? Because he wants that every side should be larger than the middle, not that you only get larger than the middle by combining the two sides. Elamai, so Rabbi Yimi says to Abaye, my pligan, you say that we are arguing if the two sides can if two sides combining can accomplish only merubah parts. So Lididi, Hachi by Lamema, said I should have said the seat's measurements this way. Etzba v'shnei shlishim mikan, v'etzba v'shnei shlishim mikan, v'etzba v'shnei shlishim revach. A finger two thirds strap on both sides, and a finger two straps two thirds in between. This would show the principle that the two sides can combine to exceed the gap, even when the gap is larger than each individual side. So why did I say that case? It must be that that's not the point. El ikka. But what Adimi does say is, if there can be machlokes of Ravin and me, the machlokes will be ba'omid b'paratz ba'omid pligim. We disagree. What is the halacha when the gap is equal to the walled portion? I hold that that opening is considered closed in such a case, where Ravin holds that it's not. That is why Ravin described a case in which the strap exceeds the gap. But like the Ritva explains, Ravdimi language still implies that he personally maintains that the difference is, like he said before, there's no halachic difference, they were just talking about different fingers. But the Gemara is saying that halachically the strap of the seat must not be narrower than the gap if the seat is to be legally viewed as one solid piece. So now we have a few shilas in understanding this halacha. Firstly, Tosfos says that why don't I say lovet here? Since the gap between the two sides is less than 3 tefachim, we should say lovet. We always say lovet to combine two sides. So the Rishonim give a few answers. One answer they say is we don't say lovet regarding Hilchos Tumah. Another answer is that we only say lovet by existing mechitzas. Here, since we're not talking about an existing mechitza, there's no halacha of lovet. Another teretz they give is we only say lovet to teach us kulus, that a partition where we want a partition to exist, like say by a sukkah, we want that the schach should be considered completely covered, even though you have a little hole. Lovet will tell you that the schach is covering. Here, the lovet will give you a chumrah that there will be tumah under this area. The chumrah we don't say lovet. Now, the other question is, why don't we say as avir the haigisa vas avir the haigisa mavatale? That means if we have, according to Rav Dimi, two tefachim in the middle, and then you have the strap of leather and two etzpas in the middle, then you have the strap of leather, and then you have the whole world on the other side, so you have more open area than the strap, and so you should have as avir the haigisa vas avir the haigisa mavatale. So Tosfos points out from Ritzva a very important concept. We don't just look at all the avir in the world to say os avir the haigis os avir the haigis mevatalei. We only look at the avir of the area that's in question. Just to start looking, so what's in question here is this chair, not the area outside of the chair, and therefore we don't say os avir the haigis os avir the haigis mevatalei. The Chazon Ish says that this Gemara has relevance halach lamais to hilchos tzitzis, and he says we learn from this a kula and a chumra. On one hand, the Chazon Ish says that even though the tzitzis, the talis cotton that we wear, has a hole in the middle, but that hole could be combined to the shear that we need to have for the talis cotton. But on the other hand, he says there's a chumra. He says if the strap flanking the hole are narrower than the hole itself, the garment may be not considered a kosher garment, because we're just learning that the halacha is that even though if you combine both sides, it'll be larger than the middle, it's still not considered oimid meruba el parts. So therefore the Chazon Ish says you have to be careful. There's a famous Chazon Ish that the hole in which you put your head, you put around your neck, the talis cotton, should not be larger than any one of the two sides. And he says that even though the Mishnah Brura doesn't bring down this halacha, still you should be machmer, because we're dealing with a shal of the rice or wearing tzitzis. And also, if it's not a kosher talis cotton, then it'll be an issue that you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. It'll be an issue of carrying on Shabbos.